My loves is a test. This is only a test.
You are listening to Intuitive Public Radio. This is Max Megan Elizabeth Morris, and I am reading from our main station, which you can find at t.me/intuitivepublicradio on Telegram Messenger. These recently posted from our Intuitive Invisibles. It's been challenging to search Telegram Messenger for Intuitive Public Radio amidst all the interconnected IPR and Intuitive Public Radio channels. Now you can search main station and find our main channel, Intuitive Public Radio, without having to type the whole name. We might make another change later when we find a way to make this easier. Some of us are following a lot of IPR channels and related IPR groups on Telegram. Comment with suggestions for how you would like us to shift our infrastructure so you can find what you're looking for more easily. Thank you for this life-saving intuitive community. Signed, Intuitive Invisibles of this Intuitive Public Radio. Found at t.me/intuitivepublicradio/8635. The following message reads, "It's going to be okay. You don't know it yet. You might not even believe it if someone says it to you. But it's going to be okay. You can follow First Drafts, Anonymous Dialogue, and ongoing documentary broadcasts by following this channel, Ongoing Broadcast Documentary Channel. There is a link here to be found at t.me/intuitivepublicradio/8636. Join the chat link at the bottom of this message in order to comment and participate in ongoing conversations. Support these documentary broadcast pieces, PEACES, by donating to paypal.me/intuitiveinvisibles and by messaging Max Morris, that's me, t.me/Max Morris, to volunteer, ask questions, share insights, make requests, and offer words of support. Follow our Intuitive Invisibles by subscribing to The Intuitive Invisible on Telegram Messenger, t.me/TheIntuitiveInvisible. Follow our main station on Telegram for continuing updates at Intuitive Public Radio, t.me/IntuitivePublicRadio/8637. Here is an example of a call we made recently, which at the time applied to specific friends in our network, and every single day applies to more other friends in our network who are experiencing the same circumstances in need of recognition, awareness, and many different kinds of possible assistance. I will read this as an example, and I hope you will remember that every day we do not repost it, it is still immediately, moment to moment, relevant. July 19th, 2021. Our friends, refugees of torture and non-consensual medical experimentation, are urgently in need of $600, in this case, to protect them from being arrested in a situation where their rights are not being respected by local authorities. We are not able to get to their immediate vicinity quickly enough to make the difference that is needed. To all with heart and kindness and courage, will you please consider helping us to swiftly raise this money? Our friends have worked tirelessly through unimaginable physical severity to protect and support others in our network at great harm to themselves. They have given us strength and exhibited great faith. Please consider how you may be able to assist us. Please reach out to Max Morris, that's me, t.me/Max Morris on Telegram Messenger, with any and every idea you may have, regardless of whether you may be able to share a small amount of money. Questions are welcome, as well as supportive conversations to identify solutions. Every contribution is gladly accepted. Every prayer is requested. Every powerful healing vibration is received. Thank you for being with us in this time and extending your bravest blessings. t.me/intuitive public radio/8633. t.me/urgent helpers needed/1217. t.me/intuitive social giving/784. t.me/intuitive strength/1348. We have a new video posted July 17th. It's less than a minute long, and its text reads as follows. Reveling in the bravest you've ever been, because you tune in to purpose, dignity, respect, and meaning. This is intuitive strength. Gratitude. Blessings. We are becoming amazing new beings. Thanks to you. t.me/intuitive public radio/8632. t.me/intuitive strength/1347. The following piece, July 15th, was written by our friend Evan, entitled Card Reading, Astrology Reading, and Channeling by Donation, Help a Survivor. Evan writes, I'm writing on behalf of my friend Max. She's a severely disabled survivor of sex trafficking who runs an online organization helping other survivors, where I volunteer every day. To raise funds, she's offering her skill sets at card reading, astrology, and channeling for others on request. If you send a donation to paypal.me/intuitiveinvisibles, she'll respond via email. You can ask her any question, and she'll either find you the answers in the Intuitive Survivors Community Knowledge Base or channel the answers for you. This is an excellent way to get the support that you're hoping for at the same time as you offer something in support of survivors at the most violent and invisible intersections. Thank you so much for your patronage and assistance. Signed, Evan. t.me/starconnective/264. July 14th, 2021, Intuitive Public Helpers writes, What can we do? Number 0. Respond to the posts on Telegram Messenger at Intuitive Public Radio, Intuitive Community, and Intuitive Public Helpers. 1. Respond to the posts on any public intuitive channel, especially the ones on Telegram Messenger. 2. Encourage people you know to volunteer on Telegram to be present in our community spaces on a daily basis. 3. Make a schedule with us so that we know when you can be here. 4. Offer to help us communicate with other groups and organizations. 5. Volunteer for private process groups on Telegram Messenger to support severely affected community members and core organizers. 6. Ask organizations you like, trust, or rely on to show their commitment to community inclusion and safety by publicly supporting us. 7. Flow money, heal community. PayPal.me/intuitiveinvisibles. Cash.app/$intuitivepublicradio. There is a GoFundMe.com link that you can click when you navigate to t.me/intuitivecommunity/1564. 8. Yes, you can do something. t.me/intuitivepublichelpers. 1506. We have a message that's been posted repeatedly, originally written July 2nd, 2021. It reads as follows. Today is July 2nd, 2021. Each day we continue to seek volunteers of particular moral courage. From our successful collaborations thus far, we know there are many friends we haven't met yet who want to ensure physical safety, spiritual freedom, and regenerative resilience across all communities. Individuals who learn our processes, eliminate existing dangers and harms experienced by victims and survivors of human sex trafficking in and beyond our international network. Our call for participants is open to everybody. For those who are brave and loving, this volunteer practice is very safe, remarkably easy, and can be applied successfully in any location. Are you someone we are seeking? If yes, you recognize the importance of working together to respect one another and to respect all environments. And you recognize the protective and nourishing nature of building communities that welcome and honor living beings. You have sensed that we do not solve problems well by abandoning one another. And when we refuse to abandon one another, we discover the most remarkable solutions. That your own needs are best met through sharing with and caring for others who fully respect your sovereignty and privilege of recovery. And that centering values like these leads us all more surely into collective wellness and strength. Thank you for the courage you've demonstrated by reading this message to consider our request. If in reading you find that you resonate, we are looking for you. We think you've been looking for us too. Please message t.me/Max Morris on Telegram Messenger to connect. Follow t.me/intuitivepublicradio and t.me/intuitivecommunity for updates ongoing. This message can be found at t.me/intuitivepublicradio/8204. Gratitude. Blessings. The things that most scare you are the antidote, writes intuitive social horror. How? What? We listened to one another say terrible things because of the terrible circumstances that happened ongoing. We wanted to move and take action. What action could we take? What action did we take? We listened. As we listened together, understanding emerged. The nature of the horror was our own misunderstanding of the nutrients on offer. We came to recognize this together. We hid from horror in error. We didn't understand the root of trauma in need of love and care. This changes every horror. This changes every error.
There's a vacuum which isn't always what it seems. There's a vacuum full of things and full of beings.
Things go in, yes. Things come out.
Sometimes microbes dance about.
Somehow we find ourselves. Somehow we emerge living. What is this vacuum? And what is meant by vacuuming?